96.5.
If people have information, please use those tip lines. This is very, very important that we get as current information as we can as quickly as possible.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Still looking for the person or persons who wrecked three lives and many, many others as well by blowing up the finish line of the Boston Marathon. And that's where we begin this version of America Tonight. The White House is saying the Boston bombing that killed the three is believed to be a terror act, but it's a question of who did this and how fast can we get them. An 8-year-old child was blown to bits. Sorry, I can't sugarcoat it. I can only imagine how his parents feel. Two other kids, 9 and 2 years old, are hanging on, fighting desperately for their lives. They're part of the 17 critically injured at the marathon. First responders found limbs on the ground, bones, pieces of flesh on the ground that won't be attached to human bodies most likely again, and lives that will never, ever be the same. It was described to me by someone I know that was at the race as it was like a war zone. That all of a sudden you're running, you're not thinking of anything. It's a beautiful day. It's fantastic. You're just trying to finish. When you're a runner, you've trained for this, and you're just trying to get across the finish line. You're trying to improve on your time. You're feeling good. You've gotten through the race, and then there was no finish line. Whoever did this certainly knew that the majority of people would cross at that moment, right around that time, before 3 o'clock Eastern, because much earlier, the elite runners who would win the race for both the women and the men had already gone through. It was all the other people who qualified to get in to run the marathon that would have their lives certainly changed. And honestly, I think of the time that I've spent in Boston on those very same sidewalks and that area of Boston, and I don't think it'll ever feel the same to me. Growing up in Philadelphia and taking trains down and having friends and as I said, spending a lot of time there, I really feel for all of those families who are angry and just cannot believe what has happened. They're trying to wrap their brains around this. And here we are embroiled in so many things in this country, so many arguments, and then we watch what happens on a beautiful day, sunny, sunny skies, a historic event, the 117th running of the marathon. And I tell you, just love the people close to you. Keep them safe as you can keep them. You know, the idea these twisted killers can wreck, ruin, and change forever innocent lives by whatever means they determined to do, whatever device they ended up using in these bombs, it just boggles your mind. I was sitting outside, and right then, boom, I get a text. As soon as it happened, I get a text from a college friend, and then I start to see all the news coming down about Boston, and make a few quick calls and see, too, as well, the video that many of you, I'm certain, have seen. And now the question becomes, as I said, getting the people responsible. You heard at the top, Deval Patrick, they're talking about tip lines and doing whatever they can. Of course, the governor, they're talking about doing whatever they can to unearth who is ultimately responsible. And there are theories, lots and lots of countless theories that are flying around, but still nothing from everything that I have been able to gather about this. There are a few solid leads as to who is believed to be responsible. And they actually have even looked at a few apartments, have gone through a few apartments. Some of the Homeland Security people have, but still nothing 100%. Nothing 100%. And to me, they cannot get these people fast enough. Just cannot do it. You know, we always live with the possibility that something could happen, that we assume maybe it's going to be another New York thing because of the amount of people, knowing it would be somewhere crowded, that more people would be injured. And I don't know, who's thinking the Boston Marathon? Not really. I don't think so. And certainly the people that were running in that weren't really concerned about it. You know, you go to the airport and you think about it, you do, because you get the shakedown, the crazy shakedown greeting from TSA, and then all the other things that you'll see that happen, the scares and the tactics and everything else. But this was just strictly a day of runners who you know, in a very peaceful kind of sport where there's people of all sorts that jump in and try to run and encourage each other. This is just not a place where you're thinking, oh, yeah, this is a possibility. And certainly there was security, but how did the bombs end up in trash cans near the finish line? How did somebody get through any kind of the security that was set up, put themselves in that position, and easily pull this off, it seems? What was the trigger device? There are lots and lots of questions surrounding the blast. There are things that are known. There are things that have been recovered. But still, even with the security that was on hand in that particular area, somebody was able to slip through. You know, there's sort of, like I said, a family of runners, a unity feeling of runners. Why would they pick a marathon? And knowing when they hit the large crowd, they tried that there was something to that because they'd have to know when that crowd was going to finish. That's your average runner. It's not, like I said, the world-class runners. It's not at the beginning of the race. It's not somewhere at the tail. It's right when you know the bulk of the people every year. If you know anything about the marathon and you go and you watch and you look and you look, I mean, you can look up the records, that's where you'll see that most people finish. Most people finish. And I hope people aren't deterred from running in other races. I mean, we live in incredibly unusual times, but I hope this doesn't send people into a shell for fear of competing or going to do that one thing they wanted to do their whole life, run in Boston or New York City. Because remember last time around for the New York City Marathon, that had to be canceled because of the fact that we had Sandy in the way. And let's hope that that doesn't happen to people and send them off, because running is that, like I said, that sport where everybody gets along, and there is a real, I think, kind of a spirit of camaraderie as you run through a race like the Boston Marathon. All right, what happened? The timeline, the bombs, the things that we know. We're talking about it next. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And, of course, that was the big shocker on the day. People still fighting for their lives. Countless limbs just really in the street. You have to say it like it is. It looked like a war zone. And it was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable, the images that we saw from there. The blast just, two different blasts go off. Another one down further down the way. And five devices all together ultimately uncovered. The president, right after 6 o'clock East Coast time, hit the airwaves and made a quick statement about Boston and his thoughts about tracking down the people.
Earlier today, I was briefed by my Homeland Security team on the events in Boston. We're continuing to monitor and respond to the situation as it unfolds, and I've directed the full resources of the federal government to help state and local authorities protect our people, increase security around the United States as necessary, and investigate what happened. The American people will say a prayer for Boston tonight, and Michelle and I send our deepest thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims in the wake of this senseless loss. We don't yet have all the answers, but we do know that multiple people have been wounded, some gravely, in explosions at the Boston Marathon. I've spoken to FBI Director Mueller and Secretary of Homeland Security Napolitano, and they're mobilizing the appropriate resources to investigate and to respond. I've updated leaders of Congress in both parties, and we reaffirm that on days like this there are no Republicans or Democrats. We are Americans united in concern for our fellow citizens. I've also spoken with Governor Patrick and Mayor Menino and made it clear that they have every single federal resource necessary to care for the victims and counsel the families. And above all, I made clear to them that all Americans stand with the people of Boston. Boston police, firefighters, and first responders, as well as the National Guard, responded heroically and continue to do so as we speak. It's a reminder that so many Americans serve and sacrifice on our behalf every single day without regard to their own safety in dangerous and difficult circumstances. And we salute all those who assisted in responding so quickly and professionally to this tragedy. We still do not know who did this or why. And people shouldn't jump to conclusions before we have all the facts. But make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this. And we will find out who did this. We'll find out why they did this. Any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice. Today is a holiday in Massachusetts, Patriots Day. It's a day that celebrates the free and fiercely independent spirit that this great American city of Boston has reflected from the earliest days of our nation. And it's a day that draws the world to Boston's streets in a spirit of friendly competition. Boston is a tough and resilient town, so are its people. I'm supremely confident that Bostonians will pull together, take care of each other, and move forward as one proud city. And as they do, the American people will be with them every single step of the way. You should anticipate that as we get more information, our teams will provide you briefings. We're still in the investigation stage at this point, but I just want to reiterate, we will find out who did this, and we will hold them accountable. Thank you very much.
All right, so that's the president saying today, forget the Democrat, Republican nonsense. We are all Americans, and, yeah, of course, we feel for the people of Boston. Three people dead, more than 141 plus hurt as the bombs go off at a key time during that race, and a lot of people fighting for their lives. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Sean in Arizona, hello.
Yeah, good evening, Kate.
Good evening.
I just thought I'd let you know that I've been around a lot of explosives or explosive devices in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work as an explosive engineer.
Mm.
And I'll tell you now, you mentioned earlier that it could have been with black powder. Or you had heard that it might have been.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been easy enough to do, and there's 100 ways that you could have detonated it, or triggered it, as you call it. And those ways are more numerous than you could think of. But the one thing that I see coming at us in the aftermath of all of this is the fact that it's going to come back to reloading supplies of the honest American gun owner. And they are going to start cutting those back to the point of non-existence.
Yeah, let's hope not. I mean, you're right. Could this be used as another already that's being discussed? But unfortunately, that would be, I think that would be a miscarriage of justice. And
you can count on that.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right.
It'll come down to that within 6 months.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, and it shouldn't.
They shouldn't? Well, there's a lot of things that shouldn't be happening right now that are.
You're absolutely right, but that's why you have to let your voice be heard. That's why there's enough of a push enough of a, I think, of a wall of people that are saying, whoa, 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 on this whole Second Amendment, and for good reasons, and we'll give them all to you, we'll list them all, and we have again and again and again, that I'm hoping that as one of the aspects, we don't start to see, like you say, little things start to get chunked off. And, you know, it's like eating an elephant one bite at a time. You take one bite here and one bite there, and you're right, Sean, before you know it, everything slips away.
Well, and I'm going to tell you now, you know, I saw some videos of one of the explosions. And I can tell you that it didn't look like it was a high-tech explosive at all. It did look like it may have been a powder explosion.
Mm.
But then again, that could have been one of a numerous type of powders. It could have been power gel. But I doubt seriously if anybody's got access to anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, not unless they work in a construction field.
Right, Ben.
I just pray they find who did it and nail him to a cross.
Yep. Amen, Sean. I agree with you. I pray like Sean does that they find this person, or if it's more than one person, and they nail him. They nail them because you cannot breathe life back into that 8-year-old or those other kids who were only there to witness on an off day an exciting event in their city. And perhaps they had somebody in their family that was running in the race, not knowing what was going to happen, having absolutely no idea that this was going to be what ultimately would happen on a beautiful day and a great day for one of our oldest events in our nation as far as running is concerned, and the feeling that people have for that run and what it means, how they put it on a list. It's a thing I want to do. People that are unlikely to do it and finish it. It really means a lot to so many people, and to have that marathon targeted. And then to add insult to injury, to then bring this up and put this on the heap of related things to guns and gun ownership and where we're headed with that, with this slice of terror. Because it was an act of terror, no matter who ended up doing this, whether we're talking domestically or foreign or whatever. And as Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, said, life in Boston is not going to be easy, simple, or even regular for at least a few days. Stay with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Sure, here on America Tonight, there are other things that happen. We'll mix in a few other conversations as well. If you want to throw in your peace of mind on what happened in Boston, do you think we're any safer than we were if we go back to what happened in New York? And ultimately, is this used as now an event that could be scapegoating for gun rights? Certainly throw in those opinions. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. If anything, I think that the whole bombing thing shows you, hey, somebody wants to do something evil and sick, they can do it without taking away or eroding those gun rights that individuals have, where a third of people in the United States are protecting themselves or have guns for other reasons because they're collectors or hunters. I mean, certainly, in this nation, there are a lot of people that simply want and enjoy hunting, and that's really the end of the story there, or others that just have a weapon because they want to protect their home and that they feel that that's the way to do it, and they're safe, law-abiding citizens who are very good about storing their weapon, knowing their weapon, going in to the gun range and shooting the weapon and very cautious with what they do with the weapon. So there you go. In fact, I know lots of people that have a checklist of what they do from day one when they decided, I'm getting a gun. This makes me feel safe. Here's how I feel about it. I went through the course and so on and so forth. So I think, if anything, it shows you, if somebody wants to do something to you, it has nothing to do with guns, actually. So the White House is saying, as I've already mentioned, that this is believed to be a terror act. Three people dead. That hasn't changed. 140-plus injured. And, boy, those injuries are limbs. Are people who lost limbs, boom, in an instant when, within a blink of an eye, you had two IEDs basically going off and creating that war zone that so many saw when they were turning the corner and running the Boston Marathon. Here's what that sounded like. And here's the other part of this. There's nobody that's claimed responsibility for the attack, and there was no advance warning of some kind of impending attack in Boston by all intelligence types. And from what I know from the people that I am in touch with at the Pentagon, there was nothing that was on the radar except for what would be considered normal security. Okay, it's a big sporting event. Sure, yes, we're on alert here in Boston, as we are in other events, giant events. Always there's the big threat and worry and concern over the Super Bowl. But, you know, these blasts were the first mass casualty bombings in the United States since September 11th. So the feds, of course, were on the scene at the marathon, combing through the video from multiple cameras and stuff, and the debris from the explosion, looking for any kind of forensic clues, looking at other potential devices that they also found in the area. A lot of people being questioned. There was some scuttlebutt earlier in the day because a foreign national in the country on an expired student visa who wasn't classified as a suspect was questioned. There's nobody, officially nobody, in custody that I know of in checking again and again in Boston. So nobody is there now at that point. But this is a fluid story, and it keeps changing you know, moment by moment as more is starting to be revealed and more sources are starting to come to light and whatnot. Let's go to Dan, who's listening in Massachusetts. Hey, Dan.
Hi. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm from that area. I'm actually on vacation in the Dakotas. And because of this, I might not go back. I want to give my two cents. You know, what people fail to be seeing is this was totally avoidable. You know, you obviously don't know anything about Massachusetts, but I can tell you that the governor there is one of the most incompetent politicians. How his head of security failed to remove the trash bins, common sense, and B, failed to detect the explosives is beyond me. I almost think, you know, it was allowed to happen on purpose as justification to curtail more of our liberties. The other thing I want to touch upon is my prediction is it will be revealed to be a Arabic terrorist. And when that happens, I want to know when we're going to start talking about internment camps for Muslims. When the Japanese invaded Hawaii, Roosevelt interned the Japanese. We didn't have another incident during all of World War II. I think it's high time we cut out the PC nonsense and let's get honest here. You know, we are the target of a specific group. It is Muslims. It is time we send them packing. If they're not citizens, they need to go. If they're citizens, they need to go to the camps. I don't care if feelings get hurt, but you know, I have an 8-year-old daughter. That's all I care about. You know, if it means, you know, eliminating the rights of a group of people who don't belong here, I'm all for it. It's time we do it.
Dan, are you really serious about not going back to Boston
or really Massachusetts? I'm pissed off that I'm in an area that is well known.
All right. You know, I'll tell you what, a couple of things there. One, we've talked about the trash cans, and I do agree with what he said about the trash cans, that you can't, I can't understand why the trash cans weren't removed either. We've said that. It seems like that would be kind of an obvious thing.
Where are you going to put the trash, though, for all the people attending the race?
Well, I've been to races where, honestly, like at the New York City Marathon, they push them back because they're afraid of that. That's one of the things that they're concerned about, that somebody could come along, dump something in the trash can, and you wouldn't see it. So what they could have done was pulled them back, and a lot of times they then things go into the side of the street and they sweep it up. I mean, it's something you have to think about, but so you could question that. I think you can question that. But the thing with the camps, you can't.
Well,
I'm sorry, I cannot go along with that.
The guy's concerned about his rights being taken away because
and then
of the
wanting
fact,
to take
but
away,
then he wants to take away
yeah.
rights of other people. He
yeah,
has no
you,
problem doing that.
Yeah.
You can take away somebody else's rights, but just don't take away his.
Yeah, you can't. Sorry,
he's
I can't.
Talking
I
out of
can't,
both sides of his mouth there.
Yeah, yeah. I can't go along with. I agree with Matt. I can't go along with that. I mean, here's one thing. Are we too PC? It's absolutely. I was in New York when everything happened in New York, and then the trickling effects of that. And this is the thing. This whole idea of not profiling, not doing that, is ridiculous because we profile each other. We profile each other in certain, for example, like the mass shootings that we see that have happened in America. It's the white kid, the white guy, the young guy, 20 to 30, who's disillusioned, antisocial, had no friends in school, blah, blah, blah. How many are tied to certain things and certain behaviors? There is a composite, a profile, and the FBI uses that profile, and often it comes down to that very thing. In some of the stuff that we've seen, anti-American, we'll call it, or things that have happened, yes, there are Saudi nationals, there are people that got into the United States where the visas had expired, and luckily, they were caught, the idiot in Dallas who wanted to blow up a building in Dallas, Faisal Shahzad, the guy who wanted to blow up a piece of Times Square. I mean, we have many, many examples of that, absolutely. But certainly, to take it to the extreme, I bet in some of your neighborhoods, you may have people of Muslim faith who are good people, who are Americans, who are not the people that we're talking about who have done some or tried to do some unbelievable things in this country. So you don't want to get into that where we start labeling to the extreme, because then we'll find ourselves in that same situation. Trust me. And that's where we do not want to go. As much as I agree on certain things with the whole PC police, and it's ridiculous that we can't have open conversations, that we can't profile. You know, everybody wants to compare what happens in our checkpoints in the United States and some of our big airports, or even our medium-sized airports or small airports, want to compare it to, well, geez, look what they do in Israel. They flat-out profile. Can I tell you how many times I have been pulled aside and asked lots of questions in other countries? I am profiled. I'm with somebody who has a camera or with some kind of a crew. I've done that a couple of different times. I'm pulled aside, asked extra questions, asked about why here, why this, all kinds of things, from Ecuador to Spain to, you know, even going to Ireland. So that part I agree with, but we don't want to take it to the ridiculous extremes. All right, you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283, although hold that thought, because coming up next, we're going to turn in a different direction. It's Your Business, a shark tank for college students across the nation. Wait till you hear about this. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Of It's Your Business. You're going to love this one. Oh, I am such a fan of Shark Tank, and this is really like an incredible Shark Tank involving college students. It's called the Richards Barentine Values and Ventures Business Plan Competition. Now, what does that mean? You're saying, Kate, what are you telling us about? Well, we're talking about teaching college students how to make, guess what? Money. Profit, though, with a purpose, and money with meaning behind it. And we're seeing that the future, I talk about entrepreneurship all the time, and that this is really where it's at for so many, especially of the younger kids that are in school. So TCU is doing a student competition coming up this and tail end of this week, Friday and Saturday. And it is, like I said, like a I mentioned I'm a fan of Shark Tank. It's like a college Shark Tank. And you know what they're calling it? Frog Tank. Do you love that? I like it. So a pal of mine turned me on to this. Lisa Barentine, one of the co-founders, joins us now on America Tonight. Hey, Lisa, thanks for popping on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So come on, tell me what was the impetus behind this idea. I love this idea. What sent you in this direction?
Well, my business partner, Nancy Richards, and I have run a business for almost 25 years, in a real estate business, and had really, as we decided to strategically grow our business, we really decided it had to be more than just about making money, and so made a pact to set aside a certain percentage of our profits for charitable organizations. What we didn't realize is when we did this is how it would take on a life of its own, and we didn't also expect the impact it would have on our business, which was more people wanted to do business because of our charitable acts as much as the way we did our business. So it really stimulated our business growth beyond what normal marketing would have done. So, you know, from the outgrowth of that, we decided that we should probably help mentor young entrepreneurs so that the philanthropy was taught at a very young age, college age. What you find with this competition is that these students are amazing. They, you know, totally get that in order to be able to build a sustainable business and to be able to support either a societal or environmental need, you know, really gives a lot of purpose to their business.
And we should say, too, as I mentioned, Frog Tank is what you could sort of call it, but there are 30 teams of students, because, of course, America Tonight's all over the country, of students from universities across the country who are coming to TCU for this competition. And you just explained what the catch is, and it's $43,000 in prizes. So how do you narrow down who gets to compete in this?
Well, they have to submit their business plans to TCU, they're invited, and there's a group that has, you know, that they select from, that they are invited from, but there's also others that have asked to be considered. So they do a little bit of vetting of the idea, but, you know, really we have 30 teams going to participate from 30 universities. Five of them are from international universities. So they submit their plan, and then they have to do, you know, when they get here, a presentation, and their, you know, their plan is evaluated, their financials are evaluated, and then the presentation skills are evaluated. So it's a combination of all of those things. But we have been very fortunate to see this grow over the last 3 years. Our initial year was 6 teams. We're up to 30, and really seeing lots of interest. The other thing that's unique about this competition is that it's for undergraduates, not an MBA competition. That really stemmed from our interest in that most true entrepreneurs, in a lot of cases, are so ready to get out of college and get going with their business that we thought it would be unique to really focus on an undergraduate competition.
Yeah, unique and very rare. And what's cool is, and you know these stories too, and this is what really piqued my interest in talking to you, looking at what the students had done in the past. Like in 2011, the first place winners had a business idea called Mattress Works, and then the company employs formerly homeless or even people who have been to jail and have gotten out, and what they do is they deconstruct and recycle mattress parts so they get a chance for sustainable employment and small business training, which is terrific. And they've recycled, and this was the great part, over 15,000 mattresses. Boy, that has to make you feel very proud about what you've done here.
It does make me very proud. That whole presentation just blew us away. It was beyond even, I think, what our expectations were, which is what I like about the competition, is that you see young college students that are going to be creating jobs in the next 20, 25 years, and with great ideas, but also great purpose. And it just really inspires all entrepreneurs when you listen to them about what the future holds.
Yep, exactly. Anything's possible. I truly believe it. And it's profit with a purpose and making money with meaning, I think, is so huge, combining the two things. Good luck to all the people that participate. And this is, for if you're listening to this across America, remember this for next year. If it's too late this time for you, it might work next time around, all of you students listening to the show. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Lisa, and good luck with this year.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, a little bit of break from the conversation of what's happened in Boston. It's good to know that other things are certainly going on, where many college kids actually compete at the Boston Marathon. They take teams. There's running clubs and all that kind of stuff. So ultimately, what's the impact here? Well, there's mounting concern. There's fears. There's all kinds of things now that fall into the... We're going to wait and see what's happened. No terrorist organization has claimed, domestic or foreign, has claimed that this is what they did with the multiple explosive devices that went up, that went off, rather, at the marathon. So there's some, you know, there's some possible wait time, even in going through the video and seeing that someone had looked like backpacks were dropped into the trash cans, and we've talked about that, and they're combing through all the images and whatnot. And certainly our agencies had no indication that any foreign group was planning an attack. At least that's what's being said. There were no warnings or any kind of material given that it was Patriots Day in Massachusetts. It's tax day, because, oh yeah, that's the other thing. In the middle of all this, some people were frantically trying to get their taxes done, as a nation of procrastinators, and also the fury of some of the things you get taxed for. People wait to feel that pressure of the last day. So all of that was happening too at the same time. Even certainly people in Boston were trying to get those done as well, and then mayhem ensues, and you know, now the rest is history. It's a matter of tracking down the person responsible for this, because I want to know certainly the rest of the story, and let's hope that part happens soon, now, as fast as possible, so we can find out what it is that, you know, or who this is that's trying to take some kind of responsibility. I already mentioned the fact that you had, you know, Faisal Shahzad, who was sentenced to life in prison. He drove a car that had explosives into New York Times Square, and ultimately... There was another guy who pled guilty to supporting a plot to attack subways in New York. So we certainly have seen that. And a lot of times that's traced to people whose their student visas expired and they were waiting for the right opportunity to ultimately decide that they were going to strike and they were going to do something. Could this be the case of what we're looking at here? You know, you've got a race with 25,000 runners and 500,000 spectators, maybe even more than that. But this, again, is the first successful bombing attack since the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001. And, boy, our hearts go out to the people in Boston.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.